This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Cruise in style in a Toyota Camry. With available all-wheel drive and multiple driving modes, you can accomplish anything. Experience cutting-edge available tech like a multimedia touchscreen and wireless connectivity complemented by the reliability of Toyota Safety Sense. It's no wonder the Camry has been the best-selling car in America for over two decades.
Or check out a new Corolla and define your style with a model for everyone, from the sleek and affordable sedan to the super efficient hybrid and the hip and agile hatchback. There's a Corolla made just for you. Toyota has even introduced their spacious Corolla Cross as a hybrid for when your adventure calls for both maximum capacity and efficiency.
And right now, your local Toyota dealer has vehicles in stock and is making delivery on new vehicles almost every day.
So don't wait. Buy a new Camry, Corolla, or Corolla Cross today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals, details, and more. Toyota, let's go places.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. An idea that interests me more and more is the notion of negative space. Negative space is a term that comes up often in the study of art, and it took me a long time to understand exactly what the term means, even though it means just what it says. It's negative space. Negative space is the space that surrounds a primary object or objects in an image. So if you see a picture of a vase, the negative space is the space around the vase. More and more, I've started to understand the importance of really seeing negative space and really appreciating its importance. While it's easy to overlook negative space because I'm focusing on the vase or whatever, I shouldn't dismiss it. And I've also started to think about negative space metaphorically. The parts that go overlooked that seem incidental or subsidiary, which get ignored because they seem separate or lesser from the main event. So for instance, when I go to museums nowadays, I often think, why don't they do something interesting in the restrooms or in the elevator or in the stairwells? This is the negative space. It's not the real space of the museum, but it's still there. It's still an opportunity. Just because it's negative space doesn't mean it doesn't count. My daughter Ellen and I just went to the Wizarding World of Harry Potter, which was amazing. And one thing I really admired about the theme park was how well the negative space was used. Just about every aspect of the experience was transformed in some kind of Harry Potter way. For instance, when we were waiting to take the elevator for the Escape from Gringotts ride, the elevator had all sorts of fun, spooky things written on it. It wasn't just an elevator and an elevator indicator. There was something really interesting happening with that sign. But it's surprisingly hard to remember the potential of negative space. And I saw this very challenge unfold in front of my eyes at the Wizarding World. In case you don't know, the Wizarding World is divided into two separate parts that are connected by the Hogwarts Express train. And Ellen and I boarded the train on the London Diagon Alley side of the park to take the Hogwarts Express to the Hogwarts Hogsmeade side. Several people had told me, oh, you know, the train ride is really fun. It's a great experience. So Ellen and I were looking forward to it. We got into a train compartment with another family and the train started. It turns out that the appeal of this ride is that you see the projection of a landscape going by the window with all sorts of creatures and characters appearing in view. Ellen and I were eagerly watching, but my view was blocked because the guy sitting next to me was leaning forward and looking at his phone. He didn't seem like a disengaged or inattentive guy. It wasn't that. It was just that he figured, oh, this is just a way to get from one side of the park to the other, so I'll zone out. He thought he was in negative space, an unimportant space between two spaces that mattered. And he didn't realize that he was actually in a ride that had been carefully designed to be engaging. And because he didn't realize that there was anything for him to enjoy, he didn't realize what he was missing, and he didn't realize that he was preventing me from enjoying it either. I experienced this kind of negative space realization myself when my daughter Eliza was small, when I took her to nursery school on the bus. I did a little one-minute video called The Days Are Long, But the Years Are Short, about my realization about this bus ride and about the value of negative space. Of everything I've ever written, that little video has resonated most with people. I'll post a link to it in the show notes. There's a lot of opportunity in negative space. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.